Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you very much, Eric Valero in the Sportsplex. Hope everybody is enjoying their World Emoji Day.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, I'm lobbying on Twitter to have a coleslaw emoji created by Apple.
You're ridiculous.
Why? Why is that? That's just something that I feel strongly about. And I asked this morning, I said, please retweet if you agree there should be a coleslaw emoji.
That many times you wanted to use coleslaw in a sentence?
I got three retweets. One was my wife.
So she did that for love.
Needs to love of coleslaw.
She doesn't agree with you.
Should we ask Aronde in the next segment if he eats coleslaw?
Oh, yeah.
I like Aronde because he zigs when a lot of people zag. He's got no, he'll tell you his truth.
Yes.
He doesn't need to fall in line with anybody.
And OG enjoys groceries.
True.
So I would lean towards a yes.
So you think he likes the mayo version of coleslaw, vinegar version?
Either one.
All right, top of the hour. What do we like to do at the top of the hour?
Oh, we're trying to give away money.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. 560 WQAM's training camp, 12 a days. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word chill. Don't text it to the wrong person. Chill? Question mark?
Oh, you're talking about Netflix.
Yeah.
We're married. We don't have to do that no more.
Oh, me? No.
You can still Netflix and chill with your significant
that
other.
That is true. That is true.
But do we have to ask? We're married. We just go home. Hey, put on Netflix. And then you get to rubbing that knee.
Except I'm always watching World's Toughest Prisons. So
you can't make no whoopee to World's Toughest Prisons.
I want to have that guy on the radio. Can you track him down?
What's the guy's name?
I don't know. But he goes into the world's toughest prisons, and he stays for a week as if he's a prisoner.
Louis Theroux or something like that?
No, that was something else. That was that different show. This world's toughest prisons, this dude served 12 years in the UK for murder.
Paul Connolly.
Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
But he was wrongly accused. He got out. Could you imagine wanting to do a television show where you travel the world going into prison after you've served 12 years being falsely accused for murder?
Seemed like you liked it.
Like, get me the hell out of there.
I was there for a weekend and don't want to go back.
Right?
This guy's here. Loves it.
All right. So text the word chill to 72881 and you are registered. Text chill, C-H-I-L-L. To 72881. If you don't win this time, you have all hour to text. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at the top of the next hour, 4 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Text the word chill to 72881. I was telling you in the last segment, I didn't get to it. Bovada, so they've got some odds out. Player to record the most passing yards in the 2018 regular season.
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th on the list.
Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz is below him. Carson Wentz is 33-1.
You know what? I tried to get away from Brady.
It's Brady. Carson Brady.
I went to number two behind
Brady. You're voting for someone other than LeBron to win MVP.
You
want to give it to someone else. Tom Brady's at 7-2. Drew Brees is 9-2. Because you got to think of the weapons in the offense. Ben Roethlisberger's 11-2.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers 7-1. Matt Stafford 10-1. Jimmy Garoppolo 14-1. Aaron Rodgers 14-1. Ryan Tannehill is 40-1, by the way.
People think Jimmy Garoppolo's about to ball. I'm interested to see that.
Based on 5 games, 49ers fans are all in.
Why aren't we as excited for Kenyon Drake as they are for Jimmy Garoppolo? Because honestly, they both have 5 games.
That's
Hawk,
true. They had 5 good games.
And Kenyon Drake, not just good, he led the NFL in rushing for those 5 games. So why is Jimmy 14-1 odds? And we don't even talk about Kenyon Drake.
Ryan Tannehill is 40-1.
That's about right.
Josh McCown is 200-1. Jameis Winston, 150-1. He's suspended, so he'd have to throw for a ton of yards in the games that he does play. Now, this I find interesting. Player to record the most passing touchdowns in the 2018 regular season.
Brady again.
Yeah, Brady, if he has the most yards.
The favorite is Aaron Rodgers at 3-1. I'm guessing it's based, obviously, on past performance, how many touchdowns that they've thrown. Tom Brady's 7-2. He's second. Drew Brees is third. What I found interesting in this, Ryan Tannehill's not even listed. He's field.
How far did they go?
It's got to be at least 20 quarterbacks listed here.
Is there any rookies on there?
Let's see.
They better not have none of these damn Sam Darnolds on there. Or what's the boy Josh Allen on there and Tannehill not?
No.
Because that's getting to
me. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees. This is in order of favorite to least favorite. Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Deshaun Watson, Matt Stafford, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo, Andrew Luck, Cam Newton, Dak Prescott, and then the field.
Jimmy Garoppolo's played 5 games, and Andrew Luck couldn't pick up a football 2 months ago.
But here's what I'm saying. This all falls into my explanation over the last, you know, however many weeks, that the national outlook on the Miami Dolphins is so grim. One of the reasons we're bringing on Aronde Gadsden in the next 10 minutes or so, great Dolphins receiver. Yesterday, we gave you the ESPN listing offensive arsenals in the NFL. Now, there were a couple of parameters. They didn't include, tried not to include who the quarterback was, did not include who the offensive line was, and didn't include scheme. So it's really the skill positions. It's the weaponry of the offense. And then they give a much higher weighting to the receivers more than tight end and running back. And the Miami Dolphins were ranked 31st out of 32 teams. The only team ranked worse than the Dolphins were the New York Jets. But according to Bovada here, player to record the most interceptions in the 2018 regular season.
Marcus Peters.
Who?
No, he's talking about quarterbacks.
Oh, I thought you were talking about guys intercepting.
Quarterback to throw the most interceptions.
A young guy. Got to be one of those puppies. Darnold, Josh Allen, a puppy that started.
Deshaun Watson.
A puppy that started.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson is 5-1. Ben Roethlisberger is second at 11-2. He does throw a lot of picks.
He's letting that rock go.
Ryan Tannehill is 3. Ryan Tannehill's not on the list for touchdowns. He is tied, by the way, for second with Ben Roethlisberger for projected most interceptions thrown this upcoming season.
But does he throw a lot of interceptions?
No.
He's never been that guy to throw a lot of interceptions.
He's got receivers that he doesn't know. He's going to have to throw the ball because that's Adam Gase's offense.
Yes.
They're relying on him. Like, look at what the information here is telling you. All the information over however many weeks, all the information is telling you the Dolphins are going to be abysmal.
But does that go into the fact that no one's seen Ryan Tannehill for a year and a half?
Sure. And he's lost his weapons.
But just to say,
he's got a new tight end. He's got a new, got really a couple new receivers with Amendola and
Albert Wilson. That's my man,
Albert Wilson. Wilson.
That's my buddy there. And then Devontae's unproven. That's what people lost. I've read up and the whole fantasy thing. I do all fantasy football. Devontae Parker is falling down list like crazy.
Yeah,
this is the breakout season. This is the breakout season. I'm not seeing breakout out of Devontae. So now Kenny Stills, he's a one-trick pony. Y'all hated Mike Wallace. Isn't Kenny Stills Mike Wallace?
Yeah, the problem is Mike Wallace was a huge offseason signing and a ton of money.
Yes, so Kenny's not making that much,
right.
But he's just that guy. So people aren't really saying, Kenny Stills will kill you. All they say is, hey, play him deep. He's going to run 9 routes, post, and corners all day long. Nobody respects Devontae. Albert Wilson's unproven. And Danny Amendola can play ball, but he is so frail. Danny's not going to give you 10 games. He's going to get hurt. I don't want to wish it on the man. Knock on wood. I'll pray for you, Danny. But they know that. I don't question much, especially because that list is weight on receivers. I'm not mad at that list if it's heavily on receivers and then tight ends. To your point,
these are rookies.
Nobody respects Gesicki, and Durham Smythe is not. He's a big tackle. He doesn't even go out for passes. So yeah, then Kenyon Drake, Frank Gore, those are at the end of the list. Frank's old, Balaj is young, and the same argument I have why Jimmy Garoppolo's on these lists.
You could do with Kenyon Drake.
You can do with Kenyon Drake. So I don't argue about that. My point with that list is if we're 31st best arsenal or second to last arsenal at the end of the season, heads are rolling because you can't go in at – we're already here. We're set at offense. Our depth chart set, and you're looking at it and saying, damn, we don't have any weapons.
How about this? Player to record the most receiving yards in the 2018 season.
AB.
Yeah, AB is 4-1.
Julio?
5-1.
Odell.
13-2. You guys got it in order right now. You want to guess fourth? There's somebody tied with Odell at 13-2.
Ooh.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, wow. I would have never guessed
it. Always forget about
it. Makes sense, though, if Deshaun Watson is back and healthy, right?
Is A.J. Green fifth?
No, he's down about 10th or 11th.
Did you watch Cincinnati Bengals last year at all?
No, I didn't.
Lerrell, they were terrible offensively.
There's about...
It was, honestly, I think the worst offense they ever had was last year in Cincinnati. They were the worst offense in the NFL last year, and they were one of the franchise record lows on their numbers. Right.
There's
and
about,
you know who their OC is? Good old Bill Lazor. That's what he does for your team. Good
there's
old
about,
Bill Lazor.
About 30, man. There's about 30 receivers listed on this, not a Dolphin.
And touchdowns?
No. Receiving yards.
Oh, it is. Any of that, they're not going to be on that list. They have your quarterback throwing the third most interceptions, and he's not on the yards list.
Most rushing yards in the NFL regular season?
I like Zeke.
Valero, you're a Cowboys fan.
I'm not going to say Zeke. I think it's somebody. Probably a David Johnson.
It is Zeke.
It is?
Zeke
wow.
is 9-2.
Man, no wear and tear last year. Comes back mad.
Le'Veon Bell is 11-2. Todd Gurley, 6-1. David Johnson, 13-2. If you get down to 80-1 is Kenyon Drake.
They better not have Saquon high.
10-1, Saquon
Barkley. You know they
Barkley.
Have him high.
This man's Barry Sanders. he's the next coming of God.
It's
goodness
crazy.
Jay Ajayi is 33-1.
Jay Ajayi better get that sack because that knee is slowly leaving him.
All right. Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver, the real OG. Aronde Gadsden scheduled to join us when we come back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
OG on the line?
Yep.
OG on the line.
You doing the OG thing?
Do you love me?
No, Kiki, do you love
me? Oh, you're doing the Drake thing?
Oh, yeah.
Because you know OG used to have the OG.
Yeah, I loved it. Even when they were down 62-0 when he scored.
OG, do you love me? Even when they were down 62-0. Aronde Gadsden on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Real OG, former Dolphins receiver. Hello, Aronde.
First of all, it wasn't 62-0. If they had to dance out, I would have done it.
My man. That's
no
why
shame.
I love him.
No shame, huh?
Listen, bro, it's about branding. You know. Oh, come on. We had this discussion 17,000 times.
It's your branding. I know. Aronde and I have some running text threads going about the same thing for 10 years now. And I can't let go of the fact that he did the OG dance when he was down
62.
It felt like 62-0. So what was the score?
I think it was 35-0 at the time.
Yeah, I had a chance, though.
That's very little self-awareness, Aronde. You would agree, yes?
I was just trying to pump my team up.
Got me going, OG.
Maybe we can come back.
Aronde, so yesterday I read a list from ESPN.com which ranks all the NFL teams in offensive arsenal. And the aim is the aim of what they were trying to do on ESPN, they write in it, is take out the quarterback, take out the offensive lines, take out the schemes, and just rank the teams by skill positions and giving the wide receivers more weight than tight ends or running backs, okay? And the Dolphins ranked 31 out of 32 teams on the ESPN list. And so you being a former receiver, I thought you'd be someone interesting to talk to about this. The Dolphins' offensive scheme, you've got DeVante Parker, Danny Amendola, Kenny Stills,
Albert Wilson.
Right. You've got Mike Gesicki. And when you get into the tight ends now, Mike Gesicki.
AJ Derby.
AJ Derby, Marquise Gray,
Durham Smythe.
And then the running backs, you've got Kenyon Drake and Frank Gore.
Hopefully you don't have to go to Durham Smythe.
Hey, man, leave Durham alone.
I'm just saying.
Blocking tight end.
He's a tackle.
Nothing against Durham. I'm just saying.
So, you're at a 5-3.
What do you think of the Dolphins' offensive weaponry?
I think they have a viable wide receiver core. If you add, I think that's more of the running back situation. I think we took out Landry, but if we take Danny Amendola, in my mind, that's how, I think of it. And I do, when you look at the core, I mean, Danny Amendola and Albert Wilson got to make up those 75 catches that Landry had. However it happens, they have to total 75 between the both of them, 35, 40, however you want to do it. We got to reproduce, the production that he did at that position. I think if Kenny Stills continues to go the way he's been going and do his job, which is take the top off and catch the deep ball every so often, and DeVante Parker develops into what we think he can be as a wide receiver. And obviously, I think the biggest pickup is Mike Gesicki because he has on 86, so he has no choice but to do good. Right?
or certainly to celebrate down 35-0 or whatever it was.
He got to do something. He got to get some fades.
Wait. But you mentioned DeVante Parker breakout. Crowder and I think we're both at the point on, like, at what point is it too late to have that breakout year? Isn't DeVante Parker up on that?
Yeah, but I think this obviously is his contract year, right? It's his fourth year, right? And so he has to either, barbecue or mildew. I think he knows that. I think injuries hurt him the first year. They gave him that one. He's still been plagued by injuries from time to time. I don't know if he's played the whole 16-game season as of yet. But if he could put it all together, he has the talent. He has the tools to do it. It's just that, you don't have a breakout year and you don't feel confident until you're forced to do it. Like, when I got there, I was like, I was a sidebar. OJ led the league in catches that year I came. So nobody was thinking about me, but I had a good year. And so DeVante Parker always had Landry and Stills, but now he's kind of forced to carry the load. Like, you really don't know until, like, OJ and Tony Martin and Lamar and everybody left, and it was me and Chris Chambers that just come in, and they're like, yo. I tell everybody this. The be number one is fourth quarter, you're down by six, is third down and eight, and everybody know you're running that comeback, even them, and you got to catch it. Everybody in the crowd going to boo you, you're going to be on the front of the paper looking like a schmuck tomorrow. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. And I think DeVante Parker's in that spot. This not the exact same spot. I mean, he got some help. Kenny Stills can still do it. And Amendola, I'm sure, is going to work the middle just like he did because he's a professional. Albert Wilson will make some plays. But the big routes, we need DeVante Parker over there by himself to come through with. And when we motion, Amendola over there, the trips and the running back, strong, and he over there one-on-one with a cornerback, and it's third and five. We need him now to catch that slant. You got to be a big boy and catch that dig. You got to catch the back shoulder fade. Without that, then we have a right to say, hey, you know, maybe this may not be the situation we need you to be in, or not the place you need to be. But that's what it's come down to. And I think you as an athlete, you want that. You want that. You want to show that, look, I can do it. This is what all the work is for. And I hopefully, you know, he comes through. But that's how I'm thinking. I'm thinking Albert Wilson and Amendola take up the production that Landry had. And I think Mike Gesicki will be, if he's anything like he was at Penn State, you know, we won in the draft. You know, we win. You know, if he comes half a Gronk, we straight. We super straight. It's just that I think in that situation, Frank Gore, the running back situation may not be as appetizing as we would like. Not saying that Drake and Gore can't handle the business at running back, but it's not the name, the one guy. Like, I think on ESPN, they had, like, Saquon Barkley, like, you know, 1-2 running back behind Gurley. Like, and he hadn't even played, but because of, you know, the hoopla and because of what he has done and, you know, his, I guess, you know, statistics in the combine and stuff, everybody's like, whoa, he's going to be, you know, that piece. So I think we don't have those guys, a name guy as of yet, but I think if we could do it as, you know, offensive weapons by committee, I think we could hold it down.
And, OG, the thing with Devontae, I want to get to him quickly. Your first 3 years, you had 19 touchdowns. He had 8. So I would say you came on quicker than Devontae. But people keep questioning, OG, his work ethic. Like, he doesn't, you know, do off-the-field stuff. Have you seen that in the past in your career where you see the guy with all the talent, like you said, the catch radius, OG, the speed, the athleticism, where he just can't work his way into being what God gave him?
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, once again, that's a little bit of, you know, I think in Louisville he had to carry some of the torch. We didn't know, you know, how Lamar Miller or whoever was the quarterback at that time would shape up. But I think he was the man, and I know sort of because, you know, Lamar Thomas was the wide receiver coach at Louisville at the time, and we speak from time to time. And he still got injured there. So I don't think even Devontae Parker may not really know because he hasn't had a whole season where he could put it together because he's been injured. But I think, you know, when you put that onus on the guy or that receiver, I'm gonna shoot a plug here. Being the wide receiver coach over here at American Heritage, I always tell my wide receiver, put the onus on the quarterback. You know, run your route, do what you're supposed to do, and the ball's short, but that's on them. I can't catch it. It's too short. You know,
OG, that sounds like his juices, OG.
Spoken like a receiver, man.
I'm supposed to be 12 yards. I went 12 yards. I ran the dig. I came flat. I beat my quarterback, and the ball 17 feet high. Well, nothing I can do about that, man. I don't know what you want me to do.
Hey, Marino, get that ball in my hands, or that's on you.
Get the ball down, or I'll be yelling at you when I get back to the huddle. How about that? So I think, you know, he hasn't been in a place where we like, yo, this is on you. That's on you. All eyes turn to you. And I, you know, Tanner, you can kind of, you know, relate to this. Like, when you up, you up. Like, when you're supposed to make that tackle, you're supposed to make that tackle. When you go in during that week and they say, you got to beat this guy. You got to make that tackle. You're going to be free. All the holes plugged up. It's just you and the running back coming through that B gap. You got to be there. Now, you get ran over, that's on you.
OG,
that's on you. But
on defense, it's blame the safety. Hey, man, where was my safety help? Man, you're supposed to be over top of me. Blame the safety.
I hear you. But I think this is the year the onus is on him, and I'm crossing my fingers that you know, Sean Jefferson, them get him ready to go, and he'll have that breakout year.
Aronde Gadsden is with us. You think the Dolphins or Ryan Tannehill specifically is going to miss Jarvis Landry more than people realize?
You know, I want to say yes, but I think because of the system, I'm not sure. Like I said, if Albert Wilson and Danny Amendola come up with you know, 75 catches, I think we'll be fine. Will Jarvis be missed? That guy who could have gave you know, Devontae Parker, that leadership, was a good guy in the locker room, was the glue guy or work ethic, follow my lead guy. And I think that will be missed because you know how hard he worked at his craft. And you know he wanted to be, you know, obviously subconsciously probably him and Odell Beckham still had a thing going on and they were trying to beat each other out and everything. And that led him to be, you know, the receiver he is. And I can only liken it like when OJ was there, if I could have done half of what OJ did, I was going to be okay because he was, you know, definitely – you know, that guy to follow, you know, as far as being a vet and leading our group as receivers. But, you know, as far as, you know, trying to be exactly and knowing exactly what he would mean to the team, you know, only Tannehill would know that. I mean, you know, he was a security blanket. I think definitely was Cutler's security blanket. So, I mean, that's going to be tough to quantify, you know.
$10 million was Cutler's security blanket.
Right, that too. That too. And that, so Landry was second blanket. But I think obviously we're going to miss him because of the production. I don't think we've had that production, 112 catches or whatever he had 1 year. You know, that's production. No matter how many yards a catch it was production. And then the things he do after the catch and the toughness he brought on the field, we'll definitely miss that.
And like a A.B. and Antonio Brown, or Julio Jones, A.J. Green, you know, Odell Beckham, I believe, O.G., that any system they're in, they can jump into the Y, the X, they can go play.
Right.
Is Jarvis that guy? Can Jarvis get plugged on any 32 team and go out there and get his?
Well, this is the difference. And you know you have to look at it this way. Those guys, and I'm not saying that Jarvis – you know, if not given the chance in the year to do it and the offseason do it, he couldn't play outside. But I just never saw – he just never dawned on me as an outside guy. A.B. is an outside guy. Julio Jones is an outside guy. Danny Amendola is an inside guy. I'm not putting – that's what I'm saying. I'm not putting him in that position. I'm not asking him to beat press on a 15-yard comeback insecure. I'm not asking him to do that. You know what I'm saying? So those guys you just named all play outside. Some guys are inside guys. That's just how it is. I think Jarvis is an inside guy. Not saying that he couldn't play outside. I'm pretty sure if he had to do it, he would. But he is his body type, the way he, you know, runs his routes. He is an inside guy, you know. And so because of, you know, where you go, you know, I think I would. You know, those guys, I think they are not system guys, and that's why they ranked 1, 2, and 3. You just named them the best three receivers in the NFL because they don't have a position, and you're right. But the guys maybe after 7, 8 probably have a position that you have to play. Like, I played X my whole time. Don't ask me to go to Z. I don't know it. I don't want to know it. I just know X. You know what I'm saying? I know 2 week. I'm hot. I'm right now. Give me the ball.
Oh, I know you were a pleasure to coach.
You know what you got to do. So, you know, I think those guys knew everything like that. I hate to go back to it, but like a guy like OJ, you could put him at left guard. He'd win. He knew what to do. You know, he knew every position. He knew where to go. I was just learning X. If they put me somewhere else, I was like a fish out of water. They threw me up. I cried, and I cried to Chan Gailey 1 year, like, bro, you never throw me the bubble. You never throw me the smoke screen. You never do it. And he was like, that ain't your spot. I'm like, come on, man. God bless America. Give me a smoke screen. They said, all right. They threw the bubble to me in New England. I got 1 yard. And one just hit. They tackled me as soon as I caught. I wasn't shaking nobody.
Coach, OG, you begged to get the ball. And when they gave you the rock, you got 1 yard?
1 yard.
Bro, you know what? They gave it to me. I think we were on like the 13-yard line, and they motioned. I motioned inside, and so I became the slot, and all I had to do was take one step forward and come back and get the ball and follow the block. And that, in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to catch it. And if I get to the 5, either I'm diving or I'm running over everybody. Man, I caught that ball, faced the guy up, and got tackled. That was it.
As I always say, you got to know your wheelhouse. Got to know your wheelhouse.
Tell me to say it on the next play, would you? Nah, you get no more pass. We give it to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wow. Aronde Gadsden, quickly, because we're up against a break here. Do you like coleslaw?
Only the one I think from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You know, a lot of people texted that in, that KFC has the best coleslaw anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, if you put it on a pulled pork sandwich, I'll go with it. But
that's what I said. Oh, I'm doing the OG pose. I'm doing the OG pose. Of course, pulled pork sandwich is no good without the coleslaw, right?
Yeah, if you put the coleslaw on it, I eat it. But just by itself, like if you get a meal and it's in the little slot, little container where little sides go, I probably won't, because, you know, you don't trust everybody coleslaw. I like potato salad. It's like potato salad for black people, you know? Like, I don't know.
Love it, man. It. Yeah. No, potato salad's a white people thing. I think that.
No. I mean, you know, it's the kind of mayonnaise you use and kind of potatoes you do. There's a lot goes into that, man.
Man, that's funny. OG and I have this thing about Kirkland. You know, if you see any Kirkland snack at a party, you got to head for Z Hills.
You got to hit it. You can't. See, I don't think Channing had that rule. I think he see the Kirkland tequila, he all in.
100%.
I had me a Kirkland water yesterday. Tastes like dirt. Do you filter y'all's water?
He all in, man.
Our night guy, Alex Dono, he walks in every night with a Czech Cola Club Soda. I said, Dono, you need to borrow a dollar or two? Because Club Soda, Czech Club Soda's got one bubble in it, Aronde.
They got something better in that vending machine at the radio station than the Czech. Give the man $2. What are you doing over there? Give the man $2.
See ya, OG.
Hey, man.
Aronde,
take it easy.
All right, Aronde Gadsden. Always enjoy talking to him. Football season rolls around. We will have him on more often. Somebody texts in, Aronde was the slowest receiver ever, but caught everything. That dude caught everything.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to give OG's receivers hell when U school goes over to Heritage. Blame the quarterback. I just got some inside information.
Crowder sees everything through the prism of coaching now.
Yeah. So y'all are already blaming each other over to Heritage.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come right back.
Radio.com.
Breaking news out of the NBA. According to Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN, the Cleveland Cavaliers have waived Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah, I think of a different word than breaking.
Oh, that's breaking news.
That's breaking news right there.
Light news.
Light breaking news.
LeBron got that man a 2-year deal, guaranteed to get cut.
I don't think so, because they just brought him back for the playoffs. Yeah, I don't think
they re-signed him.
Yep.
They did?
After the playoffs, yes.
Yep. LeBron got that man 2 years of contract.
God bless him, man. That is, I mean, I need friends like that.
It's the craziest people he attached himself to.
It really is.
Tristan Thompson. Kendrick Perkins. Why does he pick those guys?
Yeah, he signed a 2-year, $2.3 million deal.
So, LeBron James essentially at the end of last season said to Dan Gilbert, hey, give my friend Kendrick Perkins $2 million.
Bingo.
I mean, I'm not even kidding you.
And that's it.
Give my friend $2 million.
And all them other players on the team, they want new contracts. They want their money. And LeBron's just bringing in buddies off the street to give $2 million to. It's the craziest thing in the world that they let him do that.
How crazy is it to have that kind of money that you just do it?
Yeah, they got their the profit sharing and all. That's not.
But does Dan Gilbert even say, "Hey, are you sure that we want to give $2 million to Kendrick Perkins? Like, is he going to do anything? Does he just say, you know, LeBron says, "Hey, got to pay that man $2 million." You go, okay, who do I make the check out to?
I think in the climate of the time, like you're saying, bringing him
had
back
had to
heading into the playoffs
had to.
Hey, you want LeBron to be upset over $2.1 million, Dan?
Right.
Man, give that old man some money and let him argue with people on the sideline like he did. All he did was cuss out Drake a couple times, made $2 million. Yelled at Steph Curry.
He did yell at Steph Curry.
That's how he did. He argued with Drake and yelled at Steph Curry. He made $2 million. Yeah.
Today's World Emoji Day. Do you use emojis at all?
I with my wife, but nobody else. I always like the tongue lick out emoji and stuff.
Whoa.
With the wang.
No.
We get after it.
TMI.
No.
The eggplant? No. Okay.
We're going to pass.
I like the thumbs up emoji.
I like coleslaw, but I can't get an emoji for it.
What's it going to be? A pile of white trash?
Rondé seemed to enjoy coleslaw the way that I do, and I'm right. You know that I'm right on the pulled pork sandwich now.
I'm not, because y'all don't season y'all's meat. You season that pork butt before you put it in that smoker. You don't put nothing on there.
Well, look at that, Valero. Your mom just tweeted out, these are my fave emojis. Happy World Emoji Day.
I don't know how I should feel about that. Tweeting emojis during work time.
I think it's adorable. What are you worried? You're worried about your mom?
Not even on, like, she might have to be grounded. Might have to take her phone away.
I think it's adorable that she's got four favorite emojis.
Isn't there like a cutoff age where you're allowed to use emojis? Like,
hey,
if you're
man,
older,
you're only hey man, as you're old barking as up the wrong tree. This is your mom now. We ain't talking about nobody.
You're only
out.
As old as you Mara. Think you are.
Mara's my girl, man.
But I'll tell you.
She's about 38 probably, right?
29.
Coleslaw emoji. Coleslaw emoji would be just embraced, I think, worldwide. I just can't get it.
Hey, bro.
Get the ball rolling on this.
Beat to the house in 10 minutes. Cool. Coleslaw.
No, of course not. That's silly. Hey, you interested in a burger tonight? Burger emoji. What do you want with it? Potato? A potato emoji. There's no chip, so just potato. It covers all your bases. Could be French fried, could be chips, could be baked potato, whatever. So potato or coleslaw emoji.
What kind of conversation do you have on text machines?
I told you I love burgers. I don't know how Joe Rose got the burger tour. And I'm out here, lobbying for a coleslaw emoji.
You holler at Dr. Chuck. Hey, Chuck, let's grab something to eat. What you want to get? Let's get some wings. What's our sides?
Yeah. I throw a broccoli emoji out there. Is there a broccoli emoji?
Man, that's tough there, boy.
Gotta live your best life.
That's not the best life.
Joe Rose, speaking of that...
There's a broccoli emoji.
Burger tour. There is a broccoli emoji?
Yep.
Well, how is there not a coleslaw emoji?
Just sent it to you.
The coleslaw emoji?
No, broccoli.
Oh, all right. You could join the Joe Rose Show. They are hitting the road in search of South Florida's best burger. WQAM.com is going to feature video of all the stops. It's the Joe Rose Show Summer Burger Tour, sponsored by the just-reopened Burger Museum at Magic City Casino. The Burger Museum features over 3,000 pieces of historical artifacts like old uniforms and signs that will bring back some great memories as well. Visit BurgerBeastMuseum.com for more details. Also brought to you by Metro PCS Wireless Figured Out. We have a lot of stuff to get to. First 2 hours have flown by, haven't they?
Yes.
I mean, it kind of all, came to a head with the Kendrick Perkins waving. It really threw me for a loop this segment, but who saw that coming?
And whenever you talk to OG, it settles your day.
I'll tell you what, give me 20 minutes of OG conversation, I'm good to go.
You don't know what's coming.
I'm really good to go for the rest
man,
of the day.
That's his man.
Thing. Man. Go to a restaurant with him, right? Hey, I'll get tater tots with that. Oh, we're all out of tater tots. Man. It's like you don't know what he's going to do.
One check or two. One. On him. One on him. I'll take another dinner.
The world's guest, Rondé Gadsden. Really do love talking to that guy. All right, we have a lot of stuff to get to. Next code word coming up in 8 minutes. Your next code word, chance to win $1,000. 8 minutes. Do not go anywhere.
Y'all know I fell in love with Buicks. Y'all got to get down to South Florida Buick GMC dealer, one of them, and just check them out. Check out the beautiful line of Buicks right now. The Encore, the LaCrosse, the Enclave, the Regal, the Envision. The 2018 line's amazing. Go check it out and see what you want. I've been talking about Buick now for about a month, and my cousin went out and got the Encore with my approval. He brought it over. It is a beautiful truck. It's amazing. The technology's there like all the rest of them, but the way it performed, it just surprised me. I didn't expect it out of it. You have to go check out the Buick Encore. It's a compact SUV with a sleek, athletic look, and it performs that way. Direct fuel injection, all-wheel drive, start and stop technology, and all the storage space you need. It's the best of both worlds. Along with the 4G Wi-Fi, Apple CarPlay, and Sirius XM, the technology for your comfort, not just bells and whistles, you got to get in the Enclave. You got to get in the Encore. You got to get in the Regal. Just go check out these Buicks, guys. And the Encore, you have a peace of mind with the safety. 5-star safety rating in the Encore, front collision alert, blind spot alert, lane departure warning. You're not the fault of every accident. People around you are doing dumb stuff too. The Encore tells you what's going on around you and gets you out of that situation. It gives you the peace of mind that you need on the road and that I need when I'm at work and know my family's out on the road. Get to one of your South Florida Buick GMC dealers right now and test drive that Encore.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.